Really, only Jesus can get away with saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. It's not unlike Father Saunders, who always tells me, if you value your priesthood, you will keep my commandments. But no, but Jesus can honestly say this because if we love Jesus, it means that we know who he is. And if we know who Jesus is, that he's the Son of God and the one who created us, then we know that the commandments he asks us to keep are not for him, they're for us, for our good. They add nothing to God who is already perfect and all in all. But rather, they add to our relationship with him, which is the greatest gift that we have. And he talks about it in terms of commandments because love is an act of the will, which is one of the things that our modern society gets so confused about. Because society equates love with emotions. Now, if you talk to any married couple who's been married 10, 20, 30 or more years, they will tell you that the same emotions they felt on their first date or that they experience on their wedding day are not the ones that they experience every day of their lives. If we were looking for that kind of emotional high and weren't able to find something that was deeper within, then there would be no successful marriages. A successful marriage is built upon the fact that there's a deep love, and that even on days when that couple doesn't feel a lot of strong emotions, positive emotions for each other, they make the choice every day to say, I do, once again, and to love that person. So when we think about love, we have to think about what we do, not about how we feel. The feelings come and go, and we have different feelings that we can't control. But we know who we love, and we act in accord with that. So if we know God and we love him, we are also keeping his commandments because he gives them to us out of love. And if we look at what Jesus talks about immediately after the commandments, he talks about the Eucharist. Keep in mind that this little dialogue is taking place at the Last Supper. And he talks about how once he goes and sends the Holy Spirit, we'll no longer see him. The world won't, but the apostles and those who believe will. And he talks about having him dwell within us, that we will have him within us, and that we will be dwelling with him. And if he's dwelling in us, so is the Father and the Holy Spirit. This is the whole mystery of the Eucharist, that after baptism, where we receive that initial indwelling of the Trinity, it is strengthened time and again by the Eucharist. And that's why that Sunday obligation is so important. It's not an obligation that adds anything to Jesus. It's not that God is this needy person who has to have us come and check in with him every week. It's purely for us, that he wants to give us the greatest gift we can possibly receive, the gift that he died to give us. I have a friend, a classmate, whose stepfather had to have a heart transplant. So he received the heart of a young man who died in a car crash, but had been thoughtful enough to put himself down as an organ donor. Now, part of the problem with the stepfather was that a heart disease was related to his smoking, that he had been a very heavy smoker. So when he received this new heart, the doctor told him, you've got to stop smoking, otherwise you're going to ruin this heart too. Well, he did for a little while, but then he got back into the habit, as many of us do with such things, and he was a smoker again. And when the doctor found out about this, he told this man, he said, you know, basically every time you smoke a cigarette with that new heart, you're telling that young man's family that you don't care about his sacrifice and that his death was in vain. Well, in a way, whenever we miss the opportunity to be with our Lord at Sunday Mass, we're telling him we don't really care that you died for us, because it was in order to receive the Eucharist that he died. His gift is possible because of his sacrifice on the cross. So any time that we find other things to put in front of that, we're telling him, we wish that you hadn't died. We wish that you hadn't given yourself over to us. We wish that there was not a gift to be given. And it's that kind of strong sentiment that allows us to understand why our Lord wants for us to be with him. So when we receive the Eucharist, this greatest gift that we can possibly receive, it really calls us to more. Not only does it call us to be with God on a regular basis, not just on Sunday, but to keep him as a part of our whole week, but it calls us to spread that to others. So my encouragement today is that anything of the past, any slip-ups, anything that we may have gotten in the way of our relationship with God, he forgives. His mercy is there. That's why he gives us the sacrament of confession. So don't let the past hold you back. Don't let guilt weigh you down. He has forgiven us, and he calls us forward. But when we receive communion, to receive communion with an open heart, one that is open to all the graces that he wishes for us to receive, and then to spread that to others, to really think after communion about that person we might need to forgive, who we've been holding as a grudge in our heart, or the person that doesn't really know Christ, that we can in a kind and welcoming way introduce to our friend, or the person who needs to be gently admonished to come back onto the right path, or the person that simply needs a loving friend to speak to. If we allow Jesus to really penetrate our heart and tell us what we're called to do, then we'll be keeping his greatest commandment, the commandment of love.